You are listening to the Movie Cheer Podcast, the best place for movie topics and blockbuster discussions. Welcome to Movie Cheer Town.
Apparently I am live now, so welcome everyone to this 1K live stream celebration of 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. I am your host, AP, aka Mr. Movie Cheer, and I'm always hoping, this is always the thing with doing live streams, I'm always hoping that everything is actually going to plan. So I've got the multiple screens here just going on, just making sure everything's okay. Fingers crossed it does actually work okay. But yeah, once I've just got reassurance and we can just start kicking in with the normal show, then let's just double check this. We are running, I believe. Yeah, we are running. I can hear myself doing, yeah, we're good. We're good to go, ladies and gents. Welcome. Let's do it again. Let's do the intro again. Welcome to the Movie Cheer Podcast 1K celebration. 1,000 subscribers, as I said. My name is AP, aka Mr. Movie Cheer. And yeah, I'm ready to kick in with this now, with this live stream. And it's going to be a fun stream. I'm going to do about an hour or so. And really, it is just a general, just a bit of a celebratory like stream, not like the usual podcasts were. You know, there's, you know, we're doing like a, you know, this section and the segment of the show. If you watch the usual podcast, we have this different segments. Usually, I obviously do different videos as well, but this is just a chilled out entertainer. If you like David Brent, I'm a chilled out entertainer tonight for this stream. Doing a chilled out entertainer stream, just having a little chill out and in general, just enjoying. You know, some water while I'm doing this as well, and enjoying and giving thanks to everyone as well for being a part of this community and, you know, growing this channel over the past couple of years. It's awesome. So first of all, I want to get into, I can see a few different people in the chat. I got Video Tasties, Gareth, how are you doing? Congratulations. Thank you very much, Gareth. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, matey. I really do appreciate it. We got the Lord of the Laserdisc himself, Ben, aka Rider Rated 18. Good evening to you as well, sir. Good evening, sir. We've got Hydra Collectibles in. Hydra Collectibles, awesome channel. I will say as well, Video Tasties, awesome YouTube channel. Love it. Video Tasties, Gareth's been on the channel before. I've been on his. Top guy. Ben has been on this channel multiple times. Ben's a top guy as well. We just did a Laserdisc video just the other week, which I'm sure we'll get into on this show, but I had an absolute blast having that chat with Ben. We did it the other year where we just chatted about Laserdisc and just had a little, you know, little talk about it, because I am still a pure novice on this topic of Laserdisc. Ben is much more knowledgeable of it. He collects the format. I don't collect it. And it was just really interesting just hearing about the format and hearing about... I love hearing about other people's journeys with movie collecting and just like how they feel about a certain technology. I find it very interesting. And I think Ben's just a really cool guy to chat to as well. I'm not blowing smoke up your backside, Ben, but you are a cool guy to chat to, mate. I appreciate you coming on for that show. Had a blast. But yeah, check that out. Hydra Collectibles, another great channel. I found this out through Hydra Collectibles' channel through Simon, who does Friday Night at the Video Store. He has an Instagram page. And Hydra Collectibles is a great channel. I was listening to the interview with the, I'm going to forget his name now. I'm going to put Eastman. What's his name? I forget his first name. From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the interview you did the other week, it was awesome, mate. This is great. But yeah, I'm going to go through all these comments throughout the show. I think this is really nice just to see all these comments, and I appreciate everyone for tuning into this. It's really nice to see everyone here. So first of all, I just want to say, I'm getting tongue-tied now. 1,000 subscribers doing this. I just want to say, first of all, a big thank you to everyone in the community. I started this as purely just as a hobby. I didn't even start this as a movie channel. It was started off as like a lifestyle sort of channel. It's been everything. I think the first video was a short film I did. And then beyond that, it was doing like stuff on, eating habits, you know, like a personal growth channel, which was, it was fun at the time, but it wasn't really my jam. And then I think I did like a video on physical media and just my movie stuff I enjoy. And then straight away, I just like kind of realized, you know, this is something I enjoy talking about. And then it kind of just went from there and then rolled into doing the podcast. But I say this, you know, I was saying this to a relative earlier on today, you know, I don't want to earn any money out of this. And like everyone else, probably, you know, a lot of people, similar boat to myself, just do it for the hobby, the enjoyment, the community, meeting new friends, meeting new people. I've met a bunch of really great people doing this YouTube channel. And it is one thing that I would highly recommend. If someone is looking for a new hobby, they're looking for a new interest, I would highly recommend if you, you know, just discussing getting a YouTube channel and discussing a passion of yours, whatever it may be, maybe movies, music, fishing, whatever it may be. I don't care. It could be football, you know. I think it's just so much fun. I think you can get a lot of it. You can meet a lot of great people. And I think for me, I've said this many times on the podcast, I'm quite an introverted character. I like my own space and it kind of gets me a bit out of my shell. And that's what I think it's, really good for me personally. I like when we have people on, when I'm chatting with people, I love it. I think it's really great. I think for me, it's built up my sort of like social skills, I think, a lot more personally. I don't remember, I can speak to people, but I do get a bit nervous, a bit anxious around people sometimes. So doing this is really kind of like grow my, you know, maybe a bit more comfortable speaking and in front of people. And all in all, it's just a fun hobby to do. I think everyone needs some sort of hobby to do. And for me, this is a great hobby. I've done music and stuff in the past, but been in bands and stuff like that. This is something I really just feel like is my comfort zone, something I really enjoy doing. I get a lot of pleasure out of it. So again, thank you very much. I mean, 1,000 subscribers is an unimaginable number. I'm still like, just like, when I say that number, it's like 1,000 subscribers. It's crazy. I wouldn't have got to that number though with the YouTube channel without everyone in the community. People who've collabed, people who've commented, people who've been on videos, people who've invited me on their channels. Wouldn't be anywhere without any of that. So again, huge thank you. I'm that's going to be the buzzword for for this stream. Thank you. But yeah, I truly do mean it. And yeah, thank you very much, guys. So I've got a list of topics today. Like I said, it's just going to be a movie related stream. If there's anyone who's got anything in the you know, throw some questions. I will gladly answer them. If you're in the live stream, if you're watching on the watch along, on the replay, or on the podcast, please do leave a comment below as well, and leave your thoughts on today's show and any topics that are discussed on this show as well. But let's get to some of these first. Let's look at some of these first comments. I want to look at Video Tasties. You're simply the best. Oh, very kind, Gareth. I think you're simply the best as well, buddy. Thank you very much. You're making me blush. Who we got here? We got Keith from Euphoria Pictures. Congratulations, AP. Very well deserved. And I just want to wish you all the best for the future. Thank you very much, Keith. I really appreciate that. Keith is another top guy who's been on the channel before. And when we did the collaboration last year, we got a bunch of like YouTubers, movie, you know, in the movie community together. And we did a big video. I've not had Keith on a live stream yet. And I'd love to get him on a stream at some point or go on a stream with him at some point. I think he's a top dude, Keith. John from Mondo Chelovet Movies. When I went on the stream with John the other year, and I think it might have been before or after when I was speaking to John, and he mentioned, and this was probably like 2 years ago now, this, and John, who is another really, really nice guy, really, I really think John's a really nice guy. I think he's got a great channel as well, very kind guy, and he mentioned Keith's channel, and at the time, I was kind of just like new into this movie community thing, so I didn't know a lot of the channel names. And he mentioned Euphoria Pictures, said, you know, this guy Keith, he's sound bloke and he's got a really great channel. And I checked it out, and oh man, straight away it was just like, this is, I think you click with certain people, don't you? It's like you watch, you know, you listen to certain podcasts, you watch certain YouTube channels, and it's true, you know, like certain people do click with you. And Keith, straight away, his channel clicked with me. I think that's why he's, you know, he's got a lot of people who enjoy his channel. And I watched the Scott stream last night, Scott the movie critic stream. And I watched them every couple of weeks. And I watched last night's one where they like this big, I think it's like seven of them, the Magnificent Seven. And Oh man, him and Nige, Keith and Nige. I mean, everyone on Scott's stream are brilliant. Andy's great as well. But him and Nige are just like the perfect double act. I think they, them two are hilarious. And Nige is another guy who was on John's channel. I don't know if Keith and Nige know how funny they are, but them two, they make me smile. They genuinely, I laugh at them. I laugh in a good way because they just bring a lot of joy to people. They're funny guys. They're entertaining to watch. That whole stream, Scott's great. Andy's great. That they have a great stream going on every week though. And that stream last night was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. I was in the studio in here and I had my headphones on because I was sorting out stuff for today's show and just sorting a few other things out. But I just listening to that stream and it was, I thought it was a great stream. So really enjoyed it. I know they got another one coming up on Monday, Easter Monday. I'm definitely going to be checking out that. So that's going to be great. But yeah, thank you very much, Keith. And I appreciate you being a part of the Movie Cheer Town community. Thank you, buddy. We've got the Big Lebowski in. Hello, ladies. That's the big... That's Val Venus, isn't it? The Big Valvalski. The Big Lebowski, good evening, sir. Good evening to you as well. Video Stacey's also said, Bet Ben doesn't have Lord of the Dance on Laserdisc. I think that guy's got... He's got a pretty solid collection, and I think he might have that. We'll have to put that to Ben, whether he has that. So that'll be my next question to Ben. I'm going to go through a few of these topics anyway, and then I'm going to keep on going in and out of the comments as well throughout the show. So, like I said, if you want to drop in and out, throw questions in, just get involved. And as always, let's have a fun evening, ladies and gents. So. I just want to talk about, first of all, some of the things I watched the new Godzilla movie yesterday. And first, I thought the first one was pretty decent. I enjoyed Skull Island. I thought Skull Island was the best out of all these. You know, you've had the two, I think it's two Godzilla movies, Skull Island, and then you've had the Godzilla versus Kong and the second one. Skull Island was, I thought it was a magnificent movie. I thought, like, cinematography was great. Everything about it just had a really great feel to it. Like the setting, the you know, the era it was set in as well. I thought it was a really well-made movie. And I enjoyed the first Godzilla versus Kong. I thought it was great with the Mecha Godzilla battle at the end. I thought it was really cool. It reminded me of like the Zords in Power Rangers, them sort of type of battles. And I feel like this is one where it kind of just like went under the radar that it was being made, this sequel to this one. This Godzilla versus Kong, the New Empire. And when I watched it with a friend of mine last night, and I just felt like I got out of it and I was like, did they really need to do a sequel to that movie? It was just one of the movies where I felt like it was a sequel. They just made a sequel for the sake of making a sequel. It didn't progress the story, the franchise, if you want to call it a franchise now. It just didn't really do much for me personally. I didn't think it was a bad movie, but I felt like it just didn't, like, it's just like, let's throw in another monster in there, add like a few more characters and then freshen it up, put some music in there. But it didn't do anything. I wasn't impressed. I didn't leave the cinema thinking it was an awful movie. I just thought, you know, why did they make this movie? It really wasn't worthwhile. But he also got me onto cinemas, and this is kind of like this thing. I do think more and more now, I've said it on previous videos, and I don't know how you in the community feel. Let me know your thoughts in the live chat if you're here, but how you feel about cinemas versus watching movies at home. I personally prefer watching movies at home now. It was busy. Fair enough, it was a school holidays. It was the first time the movie came out, first day, but it was chock-a-block, and then there's people, you know, talking. There's people, I was in between watching the movie, someone opened like one of the fire exit doors or whatever, just started shouting something stupid, and then they just ran off, some kids. And I was like, I don't get that at home. I don't get that. It's nice, nice and chilled, a nice chilled environment. And that's one thing that I really do not enjoy about the cinema. And then there's people on the phones, you see lights going off. And it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. I think it's overpriced personally as well, the cinema. I think like, you're paying it for one time to watch a movie. And it's, I think for me, there's more cons to the cinema nowadays than pros. I personally just enjoy watching a movie at home and just having chilled out environment. If I need to go to the loo, I can pause it, go to the loo. Yeah, it's definitely for me, the cinema experience is just like, I think it's got to be a really special movie now at the cinemas for me. I think it's got to be, the Spider-Man, what came out the other year, that was quite fun. It's probably Force Awakens before that. It's probably been some of the ones in between. But it's rare that there's a movie that kind of think, that makes me think, I want to see this at the cinema. I think like the next Planet of the Apes, when that comes out, I think that's probably one I'd want to watch because I do like the Planet of the Apes movies and I enjoyed the last trilogy. So that comes out in May. So that'll be a good one. That's definitely one I'd probably go and see at the cinema. But there's not really like the Marvel movies now. If I'm being honest, the Marvel movies, I still watch them, but I'm not really like, craving to see them at the cinema. I remember when like the new Black Panther came out and then Guardians of the Galaxy 3 the other year. And I remember like some of my colleagues who I work with, they were saying like, you should go and see Guardians. It's really good. And I was just like, I'm not really that bothered anymore. I feel like that's the general consensus of a lot of people nowadays. they're just kind of like, yeah, I can give or take these Marvel ones. I can wait it out. And before you know it as well. I mean, this is the thing now with the cinemas, before the movie releases, it's like remember like growing up, it felt like you were waiting for like a 6 months or like 9 months for the movie to come to home release. And now it's like 90 days, if not earlier. It's a lot quicker now. And I think that's another, I think you've got that. I've got that playing in my head as well, where it's like, you know what, I can just wait this out for another month and watch it at home instead. I think that is my preference nowadays. I think there will be certainly cinema trips in the future, but for me, the home movie watching experience is much better. And it makes me just want to invest more money and more time into creating the perfect home movie watching environment personally. Let's go into some of these comments, guys. We've got a lot of these comments here, which is awesome. As I said, video tastes easy, said. Ben doesn't have Lord of the Laserdisc on. Lord of the Dance on Laserdisc. I bet he might. Ben Rider Raider 18 has said, bet you don't have it on VHS. Ooh. Bit of a competition going here. Bit of a rally, ladies and gents. Thank you very much, bud. Again, Ben, super. You're a top guy, mate. Video Tasties has said, I have many copies if you want 10. This is why I like doing these live streams. It's fun. It's fun interacting with people live. I never get this with podcasts. It's just me in front of a camera in an empty room. Let's see. I'm trying to like not do it, so I'm kind of just looking at a screen all night and I'm trying to. Let's try and read these. Who else have we got in here? Hydra Collectibles. I totally agree. YouTube for me is less about the money and fame and more about finding like-minded people. Hydra Collectibles. That is a superb comment. Look, it's. There's so many great people, and this kind of brings me to something I was going to mention, but I suppose a lot of people in the movie community would know this now. Gentleman by name of Dave, who was Savage Zombie Reviews. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know. I never interacted with Dave before. He sadly passed away, I believe. I think it was yesterday. I know I've seen a load of posts today on Instagram, and first of all, my thoughts are with his friends and his family. Of really sad news, but you could see the amount of love for this guy, and so many people. I've seen so many different posts on YouTube, on Instagram, and on YouTube videos, and you could see that is, you know, a community coming together. You know, you can see the friendships have been forged with a lot of those people with Dave, and you know, that's what I like about this YouTube community. You can really, you know, meet people and, you know, grow friendships through it. And it is a nice place to, I think, look, like with everywhere, you know, you do get your negative Nellies. You get people who drop nasty comments sometimes. I personally just ignore them. I don't really care. Or I just delete them. I really, if I'm being honest, I really get them on this channel. I think that maybe early on, you get, every so often you get like a bit of a smart alley answer to some sort of topic, and they'll say like a DVD suck or something like that. I just like, okay, that's fine. But it's that's what I mean, it's the like-minded people you meet through it. There's like I said, there's it's weird. If I didn't start this YouTube channel, and many other people who start these YouTube channels, they would have never have interacted with these other people without doing this. And through this hobby, you can meet some great people, some really great people. And I, as you can see on Instagram and YouTube, a lot of love for Dave. And again, my condolences to his family and his friends. But yeah, Hydro Collectibles, great comment, mate. We also have The View with Drew in here. Hey, everyone. What's up? How you doing, Drew? Nice to have you in here, buddy. He said, congrats on hitting 1K subscribers. Thank you very much, Drew. I really appreciate that, mate. Honestly, really, the kindness in the chat is overwhelming. Overwhelming, if I'm being honest. When I see people leaving comments and sharing the videos and being incredibly kind, I say this a lot, you know. I'll say in the comments to people, like, thank you very much for the kindness. I appreciate it, and I genuinely do. The kindness in this community of, movie YouTubers, movie podcast, whatever you want to call it, is just a lot of kindness, a lot of really nice people. I think that's, even if you don't make the videos, if you don't make content yourself, even if you're just involved, in the comments, you join the discussion, join the live streams, you can really get to know people through that as well. You don't necessarily even have to make videos or make podcasts. You can just really get involved in a great community of people in YouTube. And I found that from the word go, people being really nice, and especially going on other live streams, going on collaborations with people, meeting some really nice people. And it's great to see. It's great as well. You get to chat about topics that you wouldn't necessarily speak to other people about. It's great. You get to go deep on movies, which I like, which I can't do that with, like people I work with. Not everyone wants to discuss movies all day. People in this community, want to talk about movies, want to talk about collecting physical media, which is great, which is my jam. The Big Lebowski says, what's your favorite cheese? I want to know what your favorite cheese is first. Now, I would say, my favorite cheese is, I'm not a big cheese fan, if I'm being honest. I do like some cheddar, some Cheshire cheddar. I like some of the Cheshire cheddar. That's some nice cheese. Yeah, I go with some nice cheddar. Do you know what I do like? And this is, cooking with movie cheer. Cooking with movie cheer here, Big Lebowski. I really like cheese in eggs. I love making eggs, like omelets, scrambled eggs especially, and throwing a load of cheese in there. Going crazy with that cheese, slicing and dicing it and throwing it all in. It's delicious. Delicioso, my friend. But great question. I want to know what your favorite cheese is, sir. Let me know your favorite cheese. Logan is the best movie in the X-Men franchise. The review with Drew said, Drew, I've got it. I've got these new shelves. I've been doing up the movie room. So recently I've been off my day job this past week. I've been on holiday from the Movie Cheer Town Cinema. I've still been owning that, managing that. But I've been from the day job, the real job, I've been off. So I've been putting up some shelves, and I've actually got, I probably can't show it here, but I'm going to have to do a movie room tour at some point. I've got Masters of the Universe and Logan both on top here. Logan is, do you know what, Drew? I watched Logan the first time, and I couldn't get it. First time I watched it, I thought it was just not a great movie. And I've said this on the channel, that it's one of them ones that I've watched since, and it was a second movie watch. And I feel like I get certain movies like that, I don't appreciate them the first time, and I'm watching them the second time round, and I'm like, bam, that movie is gold. And Logan was that for me. I think it was a solid movie. I think it was very different from, all the other X-Men movies. And I think that's why I didn't like it at first. I think it's kind of, it threw me off. It was like very a serious tone of it, very gritty. James Mangold, though, he did the Wolverine as well before that. And that was like kind of like a bridging point for that franchise. It like bridged the gap between the X-Men movies and Logan. It was kind of like going in that direction, but wasn't quite there yet. But Logan is so great. And then, the ending to it is really, you feel for them characters. And I think that's the important thing with movies. I always find, if you can feel that, make them characters feel real, and you feel, emotions from what goes on with the story, That's a great movie, and the director James Mangold really does create that in there. I think he's a great director, man. I think he's a solid director of movies. I was watching one of his movies recently. I can't remember which one it was. I got it in my phone. I'll have a look in a bit, but yeah, so massively agree with that. It's a solid movie. I'm looking forward to seeing. I am looking forward to seeing Wolverine, though, Hugh Jackman in the new Deadpool as well, because that's gonna be night and day. The type of Wolverine we get in that movie to what we saw in Logan. So it's going to be very different, but I'm very much looking forward to that, Drew. And yeah, 100% agree with that. Fantastic. Best X-Men movie by far. I think Days of Future Past or First Class then would be... Do you know, I'd have to go through their movies again, because I really enjoyed the original X-Men trilogy when they were out. The third one wasn't great. The X-Men, the first one was solid. Second one was one over time. I've enjoyed it a lot more. Days of Future Past was great. Apocalypse was dire. I can't even remember what the last one was, the Phoenix one. And First Class was solid as well. That was a solid movie. Really enjoyable. But yeah, I like the X-Men movies. I'm looking forward to seeing what Marvel do with them. I hope they don't butcher them and just give us some absolute trash of an Eternals movie or something like that, or an Iron Man 3. We don't want to see that. Let's see who else is in the comments, ladies and gents. We have got, again, Keith from Euphoria Pictures. I'm hoping someday, very soon, AP, and if you're okay with it, we can get you on the stream with us on Friday. Keith, I will definitely one Friday. I'm up for that. Whether this Friday, I'll drop us a message, mate, and we'll sort something else. I would love to come on that stream one week. It's you look like you're all having a blast on that stream. I'd be up for it one week. I'll drop you a message or drop us a message. We'll sort something out, mate. I'd love to. It'd be awesome. As you mentioned, there is certain people you instantly click with, and you are definitely one. I appreciate that, Keith, a lot. I really do appreciate it. Thank you very much, mate. Them streams, they've just got the right... I mean, I think it started with like Pete Streams, Playtendo guy. He did some great streams, and I don't even think he's taking a little break from doing the streams at the moment. But he's got a great channel, Pete. You know, he's discussing movies he enjoys. But his streams over the years, past couple of years, have been amazing. I've been on a few of his streams, and it's again another great movie discussion, movie community he's built there. A lot of great people involved with it, and again, you move to like with Scott's streams now, and I think they've just you've got the right. You've got a really great bunch of people on there, a great mix of people. And I think as you find, I found that last year when I was doing the year before it was, and we did the Movie Cheer Fest. And it was like if you didn't know, we did like a 2-day, over two nights, two different live streams, a podcast episode and a live stream episode. And it was all different people on each stream. I think it was like four or five on the first night, four on the second night, and a bunch of people from this movie community on YouTube and Instagram. And it was, again, it was just the right click of people. It had a, you know, great, great bunch of lads. We were just having a laugh, you know, having fun, having a great night. And I think it's great that you can, you know, turn on the camera, turn on the phone, have a good laugh, and it's great. And if you get the right people, which on Scott's stream, he's definitely got the right people. It's a really great bunch. It's a cracking night, and well, really enjoyable. But yeah, let's thank you very much as well, though, Keith. I really appreciate the nice comment. Ben Ryder rated 18. Just subscribe to Euphoria. That's awesome, Ben. You will not be disappointed, mate. He's got a cracking channel, Keith. Cracking channel. The Big Lebowski, a nice Camembert or a strong, mature cheddar? I'm down for the mature cheddar, Big Lebowski. Ben, I've still not watched it, mate. I was gonna get it sorted to watch it this week, but I've had a few other little things on. Didn't get around to watching it. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get that over the next week or so. Get it watched. Either I'll either watch it on a stream or get the DVD. Get it watched. Ben was mentioning this on the Laserdisc one we did the other week. And it's The Undertaker, big wrestling fan. You're watching the live stream, the video, you'll see the big gold title behind me, the big world championship. I've been a huge wrestling fan for years, and Ben recommended the Undertaker Last Ride documentary. So I definitely will be checking it out, mate. One I definitely want to watch. I'm looking forward to WrestleMania, to be honest. I think it's next weekend or the weekend after. And I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm hoping The Undertaker does turn up. But I really like them documentary. I know there's the new Bray Wyatt one that's on Peacock. I don't know. I think it's probably on the WWE Network. But some of them documentaries are meant to be brilliant. I remember, like, I said this to Ben, like, on the stream we did. And this is something that I've been meaning to for a while to get back into collecting. Because I remember selling a load of them years ago. But and I used to have the VHS as well, all the wrestling DVDs, but especially the wrestling documentaries, because there's some of them documentaries from like the past. I remember like one I really enjoyed was the rise and fall of ECW. And it was like, if you're not a wrestling fan, ECW was like this, you know, you had WWF, WWE back in the day, still to this day in the 90s, you had WCW, you had as well ECW, Extreme Championship Wrestling, which was very much a small company run by Paul Heyman, who's a, you know, very big wrestling personality to this day. And he was like the writer, the, you know, he planned the shows, he was the on-air personality. But ECW was something I remember getting, like, the VHS as a kid in like the pound shops, and you'd see, like, I never got it on like the television weekly ECW, but I remember watching the videos. And then years later, because I was always like a WWF, WCW, and then watching then years later when they released this documentary called The Rise and Fall of ECW. And it was just this really great documentary. It came out in probably like the early 2000s, and it showed you like the, you know, the ins and outs of ECW. It showed you like the behind the scenes stuff. I remember there being like a scene where it was in Paul Heyman's house, and he was like recording promos in his garage or something like that. And it was just really, you saw a lot of these characters and the stories behind the characters and the actual real people. And it was a very interesting documentary. And that's what I want to kind of get into. Maybe not so much like buying pay-per-views, but like the documentaries are more something I enjoy. I enjoy a good documentary, and especially over wrestling. Wrestling is on par with my passion for movies. And I've realized more recently that video games is one that's really went on the back burner. I tried recently to play some video games, but my concentration level, I can't chill with a video game. I can put a movie on straight away, I can chill out. With video games, I can't really chill out. So it's got to be movies or wrestling instantly for me. I chill out. It's like goes into chill out mode for me. But yeah, Ben, I will definitely check out that documentary, mate. I want to check out as well the documentary you recommended with the motorsports one, with the bikes, what's his name? Brad Pitt narrated. And getting onto motorsports, I will discuss a movie that I watched recently that has came out a few years ago. I'm pretty sure this movie won an Oscar, or it won some awards, basically. And it was the movie starring Matt Damon. This is the movie I'm thinking of now. I'm just going to get a sip of water, guys. I'm sweating like mad. Sweating like mad here. Woo! Right. So what I'm saying, yeah, the movie I want to discuss is Ford versus Ferrari. I think it's also known as Le Mans. Stars Christian Bale, Matt Damon, and directed by James Mangold, the movie I was thinking of that I watched recently. James Mangold directed Logan. He did the new Indiana Jones movie. He's done like Copland, done tons of movies, a great director. And I checked out this Ford versus Ferrari movie. I think it was on like Netflix or something like that. And what an absolutely great movie. It's a true story of this, you know, these two drivers. And basically, Ford wants to compete with Ferrari in the world of Le Mans racing. And Le Mans, I'd heard of Le Mans on Top Gear years ago. I think like Jeremy Clarkson. I'm pretty sure the Top Gear team did it years ago. They did the Le Mans GP. And it's like a 24-hour, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's like 24 hours. And it's like a relay, and you just got to go around. They swap drivers throughout, but the drivers will drive for hours on end. And I watched this Ford versus Ferrari movie, and it's like based in like, I think it's like based in the 50s or the 60s, maybe. I can't remember now, or maybe it's later. I'm pretty sure it's like the 50s. And basically, it's, you know, Ford decide to compete with Ferrari. They build up the first racing car, and they go to the Le Mans, and Christian Bale plays this character, again, who's a true story, this British guy who is just like a really good driver, and they don't want him at first at Ford. They want someone else. They feel like he's, you know, against the grain. He's like, he's a bit mouthy. But then Matt Damon's character is like the manager of the team, the team principal, and he gets him involved. And it is just a solid movie. It's like, it's one of them ones where at the end, you know, you're like, oh, well, you kind of could see something like that happen in the story. And I won't spoil it for people if they've not seen it, but it was great. And again, because I'd not heard of any of the story before, this true event, it was very interesting. You know, it was like the how the race ended, how the, you know, the characters, you know, went off into the sort of like the finish of their story arcs. Great cinematography. I watched the other one as well last year, Rush, for the first time, which was about the Formula One. I forget the guy's name now, but the guy who was in the car crash, and he obviously got burned. His name, if anyone in the chat knows that name, I can't think of that driver's name. I know he passed away a few years ago, but that was a solid movie. That was with Hemsworth in. Great movie. I really like sports movies, though. Sports movies, sports biopics. I really enjoy them. I think if it's a really good movie, it's a good director. That one, Ford versus Ferrari, I would highly recommend. It's a long movie, but it's a really well-made movie, and I feel like there's a lot in that movie where you don't feel like at any point in that movie are you like, I want this to finish. I'm getting tired now. I'm getting a bit tired of watching this. I felt throughout that movie, I was like, yes, this is solid gold of a movie. This takes me to another movie, though. We're talking about movies that kind of go beyond how long it should go. I watched the Karate Kid remake come out a few years ago. Jackie Chan, Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith. I love the original. I think the original is great. I've watched a few episodes of Cobra Kai. It looks pretty good. But I thought I'd give this a watch because they've announced the new Jackie Chan is going to come back as his character, Mr. Han, with with Daniel LaRusso, that character, in a new Karate Kid movie that's coming out in a year or two. And they're going to get a new young actor in and a new story. But this story, I thought, you know, I'm going to give this Karate Kid movie a chance. Because I was definitely one, when it came out, I was like, this isn't my Karate Kid. I don't want to watch this. You can't replace Mr. Miyagi. And it's a totally different story. Completely different. It's not even karate, it's kung fu, which is bizarre. Why they don't call it the Kung Fu Kid? I'm sure that probably was a question at the time by many people. But it was a really good movie. I enjoyed it. But what I would say, if anyone has watched that movie, if you agree with me or not, let me know your opinion on it. I felt like it was 20, 30 minutes way too long. It was just one of the movies where it went 20 minutes too far. I felt like there was a good movie definitely in there. I did enjoy parts of that. And at the end, I thought, you know what? It was a good watch. But I felt like if they cut about 20, 30 minutes out, it would have been, you know, a lot more light. I think a lot more people would have enjoyed that movie. But it's going to be interesting to see how they do the Karate Kid with, you know, with that character returning, and how they kind of like combine it with, you know, this Cobra Kai universe now, the Miyagi-verse. So it'd be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to seeing that. We've got a few more people in the chat. Let's have a little look at the live chat anyway. I'm going to go back and forth. We got All Things Film with Yam Yam. How you doing, buddy? Hope you're doing well, Brett. Watch you guys. Hope you am well. I'm not a modern wrestling fan, as I don't watch it, but I love old school wrestling. Hey, that's cool with me, mate. I love old school wrestling as well. And I watch my Blu-rays of True Giants, which features the Giants of wrestling. I think that's that one. Has that got like Andre on the cover? I think it might have Andre the Giant on the cover. That's cool, mate. I mean, some of them big, you know, the wrestlers like the Big Show. I mean, you're talking about them, the old school era, mate. That is my jam of wrestling as well, mate. The 90s. I've even like went back and watched like YouTube stuff from like the, you know, the 80s, 70s and stuff. I've read a few like of them. The audiobooks of like Jim Ross, JR, and his story of going through like the UWF and WCW, NWA, Jim Cornette, Jim Crockett, promotions. And when you watch some of them clips and the videos of them, you know, back in the day, the different states, they have their own like different wrestling shows, different the different territories. I thought it was really interesting. Really, it's great to watch them back and just see how it's progressed in like 20, 30 years. It's unreal. But yeah, old school wrestling, the 90s for me was prime. But I think this era of wrestling now, obviously you said you don't watch it, mate. It is booming at the moment. I think it's really great. If you're a wrestling fan at this moment in time, it feels like the Attitude Era, the new coming of the Attitude Era. I love it. I love watching wrestling week to week now. WWE is amazing. It's great. For me, it's on par with watching movies. You know, I love it. It's that live sport. I like sport, so it's like that live sport mixed in with storytelling, which I really enjoy, and that's what I love about wrestling. I think it's great. If you get a chance, mate, check out some of the new stuff as well. But yeah, old school wrestling is great. I'll have to check out that one, the True Giants. That sounds good. Ben Rider Rated 18 said Ford versus Ferrari was tremendous. It did the real story justice. And yeah, I've read a few things online where a lot of people said like the same thing. It is very much done the story of that era, that time period of like, you know, car manufacturers, Ford and Ferrari. I know there's been a few movies. I've got the one with the Ferrari movie, haven't they, with the Kylo Ren actor. I think I can't think of his name now. But that one, I've seen trailers for that, but it's not something that I'm keen to watch. But this one looked more like something I'd want to watch. I'd heard about this for a few years before, the Ford versus Ferrari movie. So yeah, I think it's a solid movie. Ben's also added in, obviously, Nicky Lauder. That was a name, mate. I had it in my head, but I couldn't think of it, mate. Cheers, man. I appreciate that, buddy. And All Things Film with Yam Yam said, yes, that's the one with Andre on the front. Absolutely love it. Some great matches on there and awesome documentaries of each giant. Yeah. I mean, he was massive, weren't he? He was giant, almost. Andre the Giant. It's crazy how big. When you look at like someone like The Undertaker or Hulk Hogan, who are like probably like 6'5 or something, and he's like, or like 7 foot or something like that. It's absolutely crazy. Unreal, mate. Let's have a little look anyway. What's been going on? Like I said, I've been doing up the movie room recently. I'm gradually doing it. The reason why I'm doing it up a bit more, this room, is I'm going to be working from home with the day job a bit more in the coming months. So I wanted to kind of change stuff around. So I've changed the desk around, put some shelves up, making it more of an environment I want to spend more time in, because I'm going to be doing some work from home and stuff like that in the future. And in general, I just want to move. I want the movie room to just feel more comfortable. So I'm you know, doing it up a bit more, just, you know, decorating a bit more, putting a bit more personality instead of the plain walls, because I'm guilty of plain walls. it's one of my strong points or weak points. I probably say weak points at times, because I just go for the plain walls. I do like that minimalist look sometimes. I've said it before, but it's nice decorating with some of the stuff. Like I said, I've got the movies up here now. It's quite cool. I like the look of it. It's nice. I like seeing the movies that I enjoy. And I kind of want that feel of, I thought that with these shelves, I might even do, I'm going to do like put some figures up and stuff like that. But I thought like I have a row of like the, you know, change the movies I really enjoy and just have like a row like you saw them in like the video shops growing up. So that's what I want to see. But, this is one topic I want to get onto, though. I've wrote, like I said, I probably won't get through all these topics in an hour. But one thing I wanted to really discuss today was movie collecting, DVDs in 2024. Why DVDs, Blu-rays, 4Ks, physical media versus digital. And look, I've mentioned it on the channel, but I kind of wanted to put a new grenade in there, like a new sort of talking point and topic. I've noticed recently on Amazon that they've got the adverts on there now, and I think you have to pay extra for adverts. And I've noticed this now with the wrestling's going to Netflix next year, and they said they're going to start doing adverts on Netflix as well, and they're doing it all tiered. And I think Disney will probably, if they've not done it already, they probably end up doing it eventually anyway. But I was watching a movie on Amazon Prime the other week. And I noticed there was an advert at the beginning, and I'm pretty sure there was an advert halfway through as well. Only one advert, but it was like a minute long, and it frustrated me to, like, it was annoying. It was like, and it made me think, like, it makes me more and more realize that having a movie collection of physical stuff is just well worth it. I know you can pay, you know what? I'll play devil's advocate here. You could just pay the extra amount probably and get it ad free. And you know, and people will say, you know, you watch YouTube, it's different. You're watching YouTube to watching a film. You don't really want to watch adverts in between movies. I personally don't like it. It annoys me, if I'm being honest. And I feel like that is another thing that I feel like a lot of people will watch that and probably, if I feel like that, I guarantee there'll be other people feeling the same way. And I think it's one where in over the next year, when you see more of these adverts and they throw it in more movies, I think this will be another point where people probably not, I think it's going to be certainly a younger generation won't really care because they're just used to it. You know, someone who's like a teenager now, or maybe the late teens, they probably won't be that bothered. For me though, I'm kind of like, I'd rather have the movie on a physical copy than having to watch an advert here and there, because it bugs me. It really does bug me. And I think that'll be something that will make a lot of people switch over to kind of like thinking, you know what, I'm going to pick up a few DVDs here and there now. I'm going to pick that up because, you know what, Amazon's now wanting more money from me to get adverts off. Stop that. I'm not doing that. But yeah, I think it's another thing where, I think it's a really interesting talking point, because I think it is another thing, another point where people will get frustrated even more with streaming services. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be a hypocrite, or maybe I am. I do watch streaming services. I watch both. I watch physical and streaming. But I find it, like I said, watching movies, I kind of just want to watch it without distractions. I don't want to have adverts halfway through. I want to just enjoy it. That's why I like the iPlayer sometimes for a streaming service, because you get zero adverts with the BBC, which is great. But yeah, I've never been one for like when you watch movies and it's got like a adverts like 15 minutes in and you're just like, missed all the good bits here. It doesn't cut anything out, mind. I will say that. It doesn't cut anything out, but I think it's a bit frustrating. Let's see. We've got All Things Film with Yam Yam. Have you seen Maven's new YouTube channel, The Wrestler? Great content, and Stevie Richards' channel is great too. You know, I've heard of both them channels. I've watched a couple of Maven's videos. I've not seen Stephen Richards' channel yet, wrestling channel. Maven's is pretty cool. Saw that clip with Devon Dudley the other day. That was pretty funny. But yeah, it's great seeing a lot of these wrestlers having these YouTube channels now. What I really enjoy is I'm big into, you know, wrestling figure collecting. I've got my favorite wrestling figure right here. Hogan. Say your prayers and eat your vitamins, brother. I'm a big Hogan fan. And yeah, but I listen to the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. That's something I watch. It's with Matt Cardona and Brian Myers and Mark Sterling. They do it like a figure podcast, and I enjoy it because it reminds me of, it's another passion I enjoy, wrestling figure collecting. I just enjoy hearing about wrestling figure collecting. Reminds me very similar to collecting movies. It's something I really enjoy as well. But yeah, to the Maven channel is really cool, mate. I've seen that. Crazy thing about Andre is how big his joints are. His wrists, his bone density is insane, and his head is bigger than my chest. I think it's bigger than probably about 10 people's chest lined up. he was massive. You know, Brett's also said though, I cancelled my Prime months ago because even with Prime, you have to spend at least £20 to get next day delivery, which I do not like. With the ads, it makes it even worse. Blu-rays and DVDs all the way. 100% agree with that. I think this is going to be a lot of people might not be bothered about it. Let's be honest. A lot of people might be just like, oh, you know what? It's an advert here and there, a minute advert. I don't care. Maybe some people, you know, if someone says to me now, you know, you're being a bit fussy about it, a bit of a fuddy-duddy, I don't care. That's fine. I get that. Everyone, each to their own. I think personally, if you're paying for that service for streaming, I think fair enough if you're putting in an advert at the start of the movie, that's fine. But in the middle of the movie, when like for these streaming services, I think they should kind of like pull back and doing that mid-movie. I think do like a 2-minute advert or a minute advert at the start. That wouldn't bother me as much because I've known they do like adverts for Amazon on the start. They've done that previously in previous years. But I wouldn't go about doing it that way. I think it's really annoying, if I'm being honest. It's like I said, I think it adds another discussion into the, like, this physical versus digital sort of discussion, which I think it's, I'm all for discussing. I think it's a fun discussion to have. Ben Ryder rated 18 says the streaming platform will continue to evolve and adverts was going to be inevitable, like Thanos. I think it's true. I think it's inevitable. It is going to more money. They need to bring more money into it. I think you hear about all these big losses for Netflix and Disney, and that's the counter argument. You know, we need to put adverts in to make these streaming services last, and I suppose that's the one thing they're going to have to just do. It's a detriment to it, I think, because it's a detriment to people as viewers, because you having to watch adverts halfway through. But I think it's just something we just, as viewers of these streaming services, we're just going to have to go with, because I don't think it's going to change, is it, anytime soon, Ben? I think it's just going to weigh, it's going to go for the future. It's either don't buy the streaming service or just watch the adverts. So, yeah, that's the way it goes. I think still, for me, stream-wise, because I like the best of both worlds, I think Netflix is the best one out there at this moment in time. Also, all things film with Yam Yam. Brett says, speaking of wrestling figures, a few months ago, I actually found some of my wrestling Hasbro figures I had as a kid. Oh, mate, they're wicked. I never had Hasbros. Maybe I had one or two, maybe, like car boots and stuff, but I never really... For me, it was like the bone crunching action figures. They were the figures I had growing up. They were awesome figures, mate. But what else have we got to discuss anyway? Like I said, I'm just gonna. Oh, that this is what I want to discuss, the Roadhouse remake. I'm gonna roll down here. So have a sip of water, folks. Yeah. So I watched the Roadhouse remake this past week. Jake Gyllenhaal starring with Conor McGregor. And I am a big fan of the original movie. I watched it last year for the first time, and I thought it was just instantly a movie I really enjoyed. I thought it was a solid movie. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to give this chance, give it a chance, this remake, see what it's like. And it is, for me, it was, I never watched the trailers beforehand, so I didn't know what the feel, the vibe of this movie was. I'd seen like a few clips of him doing the UFC. So the spin on the story this time is like, he's like this ex-UFC fighter, Jake Gyllenhaal's character, Dalton. And he killed his best friend in the ring. He must have like just started punching in the head, went overboard. And basically now he's like this like kind of this recluse to the world. He gets hired to be the bouncer, head bouncer at Roadhouse because they're having trouble with all these people around, these gangs and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a similar story to the original, but I think they've definitely changed elements of it. So it's not like a direct remake. They've definitely updated the story. And I said this on like a post on Instagram the other day, that I feel like they've changed it enough to make it a different movie for viewers. And I think I get the criticisms out there. People say Conor McGregor's acting's a bit wooden. It's a bit over the top. He's not a great actor. I thought it was his scenes were quite cheesy at times. But I thought, you know, take it with a grain of salt, take it for what it is. And I really enjoyed it. I'll be honest, I really did like it. I thought the fight scenes were very fun. I like that sort of the point of view, the POV camera it reminded me of the Creed movies, the Rocky spin-off movies did it a few years ago, where they did a similar vibe where it was like a point of view camera in the fight scenes, and it was like you could see them punching, a bit like video gamey, like for, you know, first person shooter as well. It had that sort of feel to it. Well, the fight scenes were really, I thought they were really fun to watch. It was, don't worry, they're not like John Wick style. They're not like, I wouldn't say they were like well choreographed. I think it's just like over the top fight scenes, which I really enjoyed about. But Jake Gyllenhaal, I think he's always a home runner, isn't he? His movies are always pretty solid. I mean, one of my favorites with him is like Nightcrawler. That is a superb film, superb. But I liked it. I like the story. I don't think it's as good as the original. I think the original is still the best. But I think it's different enough to be appreciated as an individual movie. And I think you can. I think a lot of people may skip on this because they like the original. And I get that with, you know, certain remakes I will not watch because I really enjoy the original. But I thought, you know what, I liked Jake Gyllenhaal enough to give it a go. And I gave it a go, and it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it. And Yeah, I think there's certain ones that I wouldn't want to see, but see remade. Like Point Break, they did a remake of that. I wouldn't want to see that remake. I wouldn't want to see the remake of that. I've heard it's meant to be dreadful. There's no interest for me watching that because I think the first one is just perfect. It's a perfect movie. Roadhouse is pretty perfect as well, but it was kind of Gyllenhaal. The pull of him, because I like him as an actor, made me want to watch that movie as well. But yeah, really decent movie, that one. Let me know your thoughts if you watched Roadhouse, what you thought of it, the remake. Credits should only be done on the end. I think you're like referring to the adverts, Brett. Roadhouse. I think it's Roadhouse. Roadhouse is a classic, but I'm not a fan of Conor McGregor, and because of that, I won't watch the remake because I really don't like Conor McGregor because of what he's like in real life. Not a nice guy. I get it. People have certain feelings about people. I think it's the same with that Ezra Miller, you know, with the Flash guy. I get it. I went into that movie. I heard of like stuff he did, but I kind of try to enjoy the movie and forget like all that other stuff. I get it. Sometimes it is hard to kind of like, take the person away from the art and like, keep them separate. I get that with like music as well. People feel that way, you know, about certain artists and stuff like that. But I don't know enough about Conor McGregor, if I'm being honest, too. And I don't really want to look into it if there's anything like seedy out there about him. I know he's meant to be, obviously, he's a UFC fighter. I know he's got a bit of a reputation as being a bit of a hard nut and a bit of a loose cannon. I imagine that's what you're referring to, buddy. I thought it was a decent movie. But I get why people wouldn't watch it if they don't like him. I totally understand that. I'm going to be winding things down in about 5 minutes or so, folks. So I'm just going to go through these last few comments. And then Big Lebowski, I tried watching it, but the dude fell asleep halfway through. Hey, mate, I get it. If you got to take a nap, you got to take a nap. I know what it's like watching. I watched the Quick and the Dead the other night, the Sam Raimi movie, the Western. I was watching it late, and I actually thought it was a decent movie, but there was points in that movie where I was actually, this dude needed a sleep as well. But that was a good film. I enjoy. I like a good modern Western. I mean, Tombstone is by far my favorite of like modern Westerns. I think that is fantastic. And then watch the 9/12 to Yuma. That one, the remake of that a few years back. That was a really solid movie. Some really good modern Westerns over like last 20 years or so. But Tombstone is by far my favorite. Like, you probably put like Django in there maybe as a Western, I suppose. I think it's like, yeah, I suppose that is a Western. Yeah, that is a Western. There's some great Westerns over the years, definitely. But anyway, folks, I think that's going to be it for this live stream. I just want to kind of sign this off with, again, a big thank you to everyone in Movie Cheer Town for being a huge part of this community. Thank you for letting me be a part of this movie community as well. Thank you for, being so kind, being people, again, who got involved in the comments, who joined the live streams, people who've collaborated, invited me on streams as well, invited me to do videos. Thank you very much, folks. It's an absolute pleasure doing this. It's like I said, I don't do it for it. I don't get money for it. I don't get paid for doing it. I just do it as a hobby because I enjoy it. I get a lot of pleasure out of it, a lot of joy. And every day I'm genuinely very grateful for this YouTube channel doing it, because it's a nice hobby to do. I like discussing movies. I like turning on the mic and just, chatting about movies. I think it's a fun thing to do. And this has been a fun stream. It's been great to have so many different people involved and getting in the chat. And if you're watching on the live stream, on the catch up as well, leave your comments below on today's, all different topics of today's episode. And thank you very much again. And I'll just read the last comment. We've got Ben RiderRated18 said, Coolio, I catch you next time. See you later, Ben. Brett, YouTube helps me with my mental health. Again, mate, I get it, buddy. I get it. It's helping anyone with their mental health, finding a hobby, finding interest, meeting new people. It's all great. So I honestly, if you want to get involved, start your own channel, or just get involved in these movie communities on YouTube, Instagram, some great people out there to meet. But yeah, thank you very much, folks. Remember to spread a bit of movie cheer. Thank you for getting us to the 1K. We're going to go beyond. The next target is 1 million. We're going for 1 million next. But remember to spread a bit. Thank you very much for watching, ladies and gents. Remember to spread a bit of movie cheer. And as always, I will see you next time. I'm doing a live stream, but I have to do like the next time and press the button. So it's like next time.